authority over you. We clear you, we bind you, and we clear you from our heavens. In the name of Jesus, our blessings will not be delayed. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. And we give you praise. And in Jesus' name we pray. You may say a better amen, please. God bless you. Can we open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 22 to 24. Here in this place, except you are incapacitated, we stand up to read the scripture. We go together, let's go. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and to the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, to the judge of all, to the spirit of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Once again, take your Bible. As our custom in this place, if you have a Bible, raise it up, say it after me. This is my Bible, the Word of God. I submit myself to it. I submit myself to the authority of this Word. I receive the revelation that is able to transform my life from this world. I receive light this morning. I receive understanding this morning. In the name of Jesus, whatever God says I am, according to this word, so I am. Whatever God says I can be, according to this word, I will be. In the name of Jesus, I receive your word this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. I'm speaking this morning, and we're going to take some prayers on the topic, silencing anti-destiny voices. Silencing anti-destiny voices. How to silence anti-destiny voices. The scripture we read tells us that there are voices that speak against destinies. In verse 24 particularly, the scripture says, we have come to Mount Zion. And verse 24 says, and the blood of the sprinkling, which speaks better things than the blood of Abel. So we have come to Jesus. From 22 talks about Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the general assembly, the church of the firstborn, which is written in heaven, to God who is the judge of all, to the spirit of just men that have been made perfect. And then to Jesus, who is the mediator of the new covenant, and the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. In other words, there are voices that speaks. And he gives an example here. One of the voices that speaks is the voice of the blood of Abel, crying vengeance, judgment. I was talking with a young woman some times ago, as her life had been full of mystery, lot of troubles. She's been in the same position for so many years. She's been struggling to have a child for so many years. pain, just stagnancy, frustration. And something happened. She went somewhere for a family function. And she met a woman. And the woman called her and said, when she saw, the woman saw her, the way she was doing, her behavior, the way she was lively and being kind, so nice to everybody, and said to her, I said, and called her by the traditional name, and said, I thought you would be like your mother. I thought you took everything about your mother. I never knew your father's life is in you. I never knew you took after your father. She now told what happened. Said, this lady, this woman who was talking, was a young lady who stayed with her mom. She was maybe like a niece or whatever, but stayed with her mom. And he said, your mommy showed me pepe. Sometimes my mommy would bring me out naked, beat me up, even for things I did not do. He said, one day I got angry. I was so bitter, and I came out in the middle of the night, 12 o'clock. He said they have a quadrangle, like a courtyard in their compound. 12 midnight, and she was naked, completely naked. And she said, in this home, nobody will hear the voice of a child. At that time, this lady was young, was a baby. Say, nobody will hear the voice of a child, no crying of a child in this house. And years have passed. This lady that I'm now talking about is not a young man, a young lady any longer. She and her, all the same girls in that house, in fact, all the children in that house, all of them are in the same way. No voice of crying of a baby in that house. So this woman now met this lady. When I say this young lady, is not just so young. Yeah, but I'm talking about something over 40 years old. And said, she started crying. But I said, I thought you took after your mother. I thought it. I never knew my brother's voice, my brother's life is in you because you look like my brother, that is father. I didn't know. And then I started praying for her. Look, in the name of Jesus, you will cry, you carry your baby. But sometimes she has said it, she can't change it. It's not in her power to change it any longer. There are voices that cry. Voices that cry. And say, no. Sometimes it could be voice of the blood that was shed many years ago. The voice of abortion that was shed many years ago. And said, no, look at this. Look at this. I came into this life. My life was cut short because of this. It could be the voice of that baby crying and said, no, I won't agree. It could be the voice of great-great-grandparents, all that they did. The voices of those evil crying and shouting and saying, no, it won't happen. They have voice. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis chapter 4 verse 10 and says, even the voice, he said, and he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Friends, this morning, I was praying. I told you, every meeting is unique. There's no meeting that is common. And you don't come and say, oh, I did it this way the last time, I'm used, I'm experienced. You need to wait and find out, God, what are you saying for this hour? What do you want to do? What are you saying? So I was waiting on the Lord, asking him, God, what will you have us talk about and pray about? Say, speak about voices crying, the voices that need to be silenced. I'm going to mention three voices really that speaks on us. Number one voice is the
External voices.
You know, of the past few days, before we started looking at the mark of sonship, we're talking about criticism, how to deal with criticism. There are external voices, voices of slander, voices of accusations, wrong accusations, false accusations. Some people have been held down in life because of these voices. Voices of lies, accusation. We call them external voices. The Bible says in Proverbs 26 verse 2. Proverbs 26 verse 2. Say, like a fleeting sparrow and like a flying swallow, so a curse without a curse shall not arise. It means that God wants you to stop that voice. Voices of curses, voices of accusation against your life from outside to run you down, to ruin your destiny. The Bible says, God even says, I'm going to protect you. God is against those voices. And he says, I'm going to rise up and protect you from those voices. Psalm 31 verse 20 says, he will hide us in the secret place of his pavilion, of his presence, from the plot of men. And keep us in the secret place of his pavilion from the strife of tongues. From the strife of tongues. God says, I will. If God says, I will, you need to stand upon the word of the Lord and say, no! This voice crying against me, this voice of accusation, this false voice. Some people's life have been ruined as a result of these voices. Some people are in prison today, not because of what they have done wrong, not because of what they did wrong, because of the voice that cried against them. External voices. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah 54 verse 17, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And every tongue that's risen against you in judgment shall be condemned. It is your responsibility to know that you can stand against that voice and say, no! Enough is enough. I stand to declare the word of the Lord. No weapon fashioned against me will prosper. And every tongue that's risen against me in judgment, I condemn them. You need to know that God will back you up if you pray this prayer. And if you don't, it can endanger your destiny. The voices, external voices, speaking against your destiny. Number two is internal voices. That's from you. It's not from outside. From you, from within you. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There are voices that speaks, continue to condemn you, that you are not forgiven. You are not forgiven. Look, you will die. You will not make it in life. I've seen many people who battle with this kind of voices. Voices speaking to them from within, talking to them. Some have committed suicide as a result of these voices. Some have gone to hang themselves because of these voices. Voices telling you, look, you are nothing. You are nothing. Who are you? You can't make it in life. They are internal voices that speaks against you. But the Bible also tells us in the book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 20, said, if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our hearts. In other words, you should not allow those voices to take preeminence in your life. He says, even if your heart condemns you, you must not allow. No, you must overrule that voice with the word of God and the counsel of God. Philippians 4:8, that's why it says, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, those are the things you should think. You should prevent those things from ruling over your heart. Don't allow those negative voices from ruling you, from destroying you. Number three, quickly, is spiritual voices. These are demonic voices that cry against you, saying to you that you will never make it in life. I'm going to stop you. They cry, they accuse us everywhere. in the spiritual forces, in the spiritual realm, in realms which we cannot walk. They go there to stop us. These are spiritual voices, demonic voices. They are lying voices. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, it said the accuser of the brethren has come. They go around to accuse. They go around to confuse. They accuse, they confuse. The goal is to derail you. The goal is to frustrate you. They are demonic voices. 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 22 to 23 tells us about lying prophets who, when they went, was sent to Ahab. They are liars. And the Bible tells us in the last days, these are some of going to be some of the characteristics of the spirits. They go about to lie against you, to deceive you, to make you to stumble. They tell you to go to a business that will ruin your life. They tell you to go into a relationship that will ruin your life. They lie, and they make sure you believe in that lie. Everybody tells you that thing, you refuse to believe. You feel convinced that this is where you are going to go, until it ends you there where they are planning. Your eyes now get opened. Every counsel, you reject the counsel. They lie. You feel convinced this is where I'm going. They are lying spirits. The Bible says, the Lord said, in what way? So he said, when the prophet was saying, the spirit was saying, he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. How many people have been deceived by this lying spirit? Through prophetic words. Prophetic words. Destiny ruined through prophetic words. Demonic voices. False accusation. They are sent to torment you. They are sent to accuse you. They are sent to confuse you. They can come in any form. Remember the case of Nehemiah. The Bible says he sent in the book of that chapter 6 of Nehemiah. He said the goal was to weaken their hands so that they will not build. That whatever voice is crying against you, the Bible has given us a tool. In the scripture we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24. Say, we have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. The blood of the sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. In other words, the blood of Jesus is speaking. It silences every voice. And that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to use our blood to silence every voice crying against your health. Every voice crying against your destiny. Every voice crying against your career. Every voice crying against your progress. We're going to use the voice of the blood of Jesus to silence that voice. When the Bible says the blood of Jesus speaks, what does it mean? I'll mention three things that it means when the blood of Jesus is speaking. Number one, it testifies of Christ. Christ's accomplishment. It testifies that Jesus is a legal voice, a spiritual voice, and legal voice. To tell Satan, hey, Jesus paid the price for this one. Jesus paid the price for this one. You can't hold this one down. So the blood of Jesus testifies. Number two, the blood of Jesus proclaims for us victory over sin, victory over death, victory over Satan. That Revelation 12, 11 said, this is the victory that overcomes the world. He said, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. They overcame him. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. They overcame him. It declares the victory that Jesus won for you. When the Bible says the blood of Jesus speaks, what is it talking about? He's talking about saying the blood of Jesus is testifying to what Jesus did for you. Number two, the blood of Jesus is declaring your victory over sin, over death, over Satan. Satan does not have a right over you any longer. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Satan don't have a right over you. Satan don't have grip over you any longer. Sometimes I read of a testimony of a young man who had been out of prison times without number, on and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, because of addiction. He was addicted to drugs. After being set free few times again, few months, he's back there. One day, the chaplain of the prison preached a sermon on the topic, the power of the cross, the power of the blood. And this young man knelt down and cried and said, "Lord, if your blood is powerful enough, let it deliver me from this addiction." True to it, after that moment, his craving for drug started reducing. He just discovered his desire, not that strong desire to take, started going down. His craving for drugs started, until, you know, this man was completely delivered from that addiction. Few years after it, let me tell you the wonder of the testimony. Few years after it, this same man set up a ministry for that purpose. And they asked him, "How did you do it? How did you overcome it?" He said, Rehabilitation center did not help me. Medicine did not help me. Therapy did not help me. What helped me was the power of the blood." He set up a ministry after, now to help people in that same situation. The power of the blood destroyed the power of addiction. No matter the addiction in your life, whether of drugs, of any kind of sin, the power of Jesus is strong enough to break that addiction. The power of Jesus is strong enough to destroy that addiction. The power of Jesus is more powerful than the power of addiction. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Whatever the enemy is saying and crying against you, against your health. One woman had cancer of the liver, and it was a big issue in the family. There's somebody now told them and said, "Come on, take the communion every day and plead the blood of Jesus. As you take the communion, you know, the wine represents the blood, and the bread represents the body of Jesus that was broken." He said, "Take the communion every day and begin to declare the blood of Jesus. Cancer of the liver." And she was dying. So she and her family agreed and believed it. And every day, they went, every day, not once a week, every day they took communion, declaring, "Oh, the blood of Jesus. I break the power of cancer over my life by the power of the blood. I break the power of cancer," as they took the communion every day. Lo and behold, symptom of the liver cancer started going down. 6 months after it, she went back to her doctor, and her doctor did the scan again, and discovered that there was no trace of cancer again in her liver. You know what? Her doctor was an unbeliever, and her doctor asked, "Whatever you have done that brought this, please continue to do it." And this woman said, "It is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has power to break that disease. That disease. It doesn't matter what the doctors call it. It doesn't matter what medical sciences calls it. I tell you, there is power in the blood. 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 And that blood is speaking. Is he speaking? Is he speaking?" Number three thing that the blood of Jesus means when he says he speaks. Don't forget, number one, he testifies. Number two, he declares. Number three, it proclaims. You know what the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23 when talking about the communion? 1 Corinthians 11:23, talking about the communion. And he said, anytime you take it, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night which was betrayed took bread. Let's go ahead. 24, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, go ahead. 25, in the same manner he took the cup and so on. Go ahead to 26. Yeah, that's where I'm going, verse 26. And for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim, you announce to hell, hear it. You proclaim the Lord's death. I am no longer a sinner. I am justified. I am cleansed. I am delivered. I am healed. You proclaim the lost death. That's what you're doing. So when the blood of Jesus is speaking, what it's saying is proclaiming what Jesus has done for you. When the blood of Jesus speaks, saying, this person has been healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. This lady has been delivered. This man has been set free. That's what the blood of Jesus is saying. When the blood of Jesus speaks, the blood of Jesus testifies, the blood of Jesus declares, the blood of Jesus proclaims. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus. Somewhere in part of Africa, some years ago, a missionary was in part of Africa, and rebels came to attack. They were coming to where he was staying, where the community where he was, to attack. These rebels, when they go around, they raid houses, they kill, they rape, they loot. So he had, they were coming. There was somebody told them and sent a message, run away, run. But you know what? They were too near. It was not possible again to run away at that point. So they just closed their door. And this man and his wife, missionary, knelt down and prayed and said, Lord, you can deliver us. We cover our compound, the whole house, with the blood of Jesus. We cover with the blood of Jesus. And lo and behold, they discovered that the rebels didn't come to the house. A day after it, one of the rebels came and said, what happened? We came to your gates. We could not enter. We saw angels in white standing with swords in their house. What did you do? Blood of Jesus, as they were speaking, declaring the blood of Jesus released angelic emissaries, angelic powers to stand and protect the house. You know, when you say, I plead the blood of Jesus, you got to do it with faith. You don't know what you were saying. The scripture says in the book of Exodus chapter 12 verse 13, it says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, that the destroyer will not destroy you. It is not enough to kill the lamb. You need to take the blood by faith and apply it upon your house. Anytime you apply the blood of God, the blood of Jesus by faith, you are bringing wonders into your life. The devil can't stand it. When your children are sick and you say, I plead the blood of Jesus, you are breaking the hold of the devil over that life. Anytime you are tormented with anything and you plead the blood of Jesus, you weaken his grip. When I see the blood, you know, it's something legal. It's not just something. The blood of Jesus, Satan himself recognizes that this is a legal instrument. It's not ordinary legal instrument. With the blood of Jesus, for we have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel is crying for vengeance. crying for judgment. But the blood of Jesus is crying for mercy. And say, this lady deserves mercy. This man deserves mercy. This man deserves mercy. This woman deserves mercy. This woman deserves forgiveness. This woman deserves grace. This woman deserves prosperity. That's what the blood of Jesus is crying for. Every judgment will be silenced. But you know what? If you don't silence this voice, it can hinder you and protect you from moving forward in life. It can frustrate you. The voice of those babies crying against you. I wish you did before you gave your life to Christ. Sometimes, we don't know the importance of this voice. Everywhere you go, you see something, roadblock. You wonder what is happening. Some voice is crying and say, you get here, you don't know why. Sudden disfavor. They accept everybody, but they don't accept you. Something is crying against you. Something is crying against you. It could be the voices of generations of fathers. What the fathers did. What the great-grandfathers did. Crying against us. But we can silence those voices with the blood. The voice of the blood of Jesus. You know, sometimes when it don't, when such don't work, the reason why it doesn't work sometimes, when you plead the blood of Jesus, number one reason, when you don't do it with faith, when you don't do it understanding. Like I said, it is not enough to kill the lamb. You must believe it and take the blood upon the lintel of your houses and upon the doorposts. You must apply the blood by faith. You must know what it means. As long as we do this, we proclaim the Lord's death till it comes. We proclaim what Jesus did. We proclaim who we are in Jesus by the virtue of the blood. We do it with faith. We do it with understanding. Another reason why sometimes it doesn't work. You know what? When we willingly open the door for the devil. Say, can we continue in sin and the grace of God should abound? He said, God forbid. When you live in deception, you live in deception before Christ. You live in deception, you come before him. You know it. Your heart is not right before the Lord. And you come before him. You open the door for him. You know where we're having the review this morning on devotional. And the Lord said to me, and I picked my pen and wrote, when you live in hatred, you open the door. For the Lord said to me, while he was reviewing it, say, when you live in hatred, you open the door for the enemy into your life. When you live in bitterness, hatred, you open the door for the enemy into your life. That's why the scripture says, Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 8, he who breaks the hedge, the serpent will bite. Jesus said in the book of John chapter 14 verse 30, the prince of the world came and found nothing in me. He found nothing in me. Kaya praso preke dale. There is nothing that a part of the blood cannot break. There's no stronghold it cannot destroy. If it's not destroying it, ask a question. What is happening? Is there sin in my camp? Am I opening the door by myself? Am I opening the door for by myself? There is no fear, no power that will not bow down to the power of the blood. I'm sure some of us have had experiences, and this is a similar one that most of us have had. In a village where you have these occultic people, witches and wizards, that oppresses people, this woman, this believer, was oppressed. In the night, she discovered that she was paralyzed, and she found it difficult to breathe. Under paralysis, and found it difficult to breathe. In the midst of this, she was struggling, and she managed to cry the blood of Jesus. And suddenly, she got up, and she was gasping. How did it happen? One of the witches came to her house the next week, and said to her, What is the secret of your power? We saw fire all around you. What is the secret of your power? If the blood of Jesus cannot break it, then check yourself. Check yourself. The prince of the world came and found nothing in me. I'm going to lead you into a few prayer points this morning. But before I do that, I announce to you, there is power mighty in the blood. Hallelujah. There is power. There is power.
Blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood.
I thought we would all rise up and sing it together with the whole of our heart. There is power. The power of that blood will be demonstrated here. This morning, yokes shall be destroyed by that power of the blood. The grip of hell shall be broken by the power of the blood. The hand of the enemy shall be weakened by the power of the blood. Condemnation will go by the power of the blood. The guilt will go. Those voices will be silent by the power of the blood. There shall be healing by the power of the blood. Addiction will be broken by the power of the blood. There is power, mighty everybody.
There is power.
Sing it lively, very lively.
There is power in the Lord. There is power in the Lord.
The word of God is powerful. When God says it, he means it. They overcame him by what? This morning, you will not just get some, you will get all. Believe it. I want us to sing that song with faith. And lively, very lively. We put our hands together, and after it, I'm going to give you your prayer point. Now, come on, let's go.
Go ahead.
Power. of Jesus. Every voice that has been sent to torment me, to trouble my life, to accuse me, to confuse my life, wherever you are today, I reject you lying voices. See the result. Now say it again. You're going to repeat it this way. Say, every voice assigned to trouble my life, today I silence you. Open your mouth. Every voice assigned to trouble my marriage, to trouble my children, to trouble my career, I silence you. Are you by the blood of Jesus? By the blood of Jesus, I silence you. Remember Jabez? Jabez was spoken into. His life was spoken into by his mother. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, he said his mother gave birth to him in sorrow and said to him, your name spoke into his life. Your name will be called Jabez, a son of sorrow. I don't know the voice that has been spoken to you, spoken about your destiny, whether knowingly or unknowingly. Whether by parents, by uncles, by friends, spoken into your life, today you will cancel that voice. Every of that voice, you will reverse them. Say it after me. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, I reject now every voice spoken into my destiny, knowingly. Oh, knowingly, in the name of Jesus, yeah. That negative voice, I reject it. Spoken into my destiny, I reverse you, I cancel you. Open your mouth by the blood of Jesus. I silence you today. Hey. You are not praying. Be angry. I send the presence of the Lord also mighty here. I don't know who said it. Maybe your husband, maybe your wife, maybe your auntie, maybe your uncle. Every voice spoken into your future, into your marriage, into your career, whatever. Now silence them. Are you praying? You are not praying. Cancel them. Cancel them. Silence them. Cancel them. You will see results if you can do it with the whole of your heart. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are praying. Say the blood of Jesus. Take this one with all of your heart, please, beloved. Ah, I send the presence of the Lord in this place with the whole of your heart. Every curse programmed into your future. Hey, programmed into your future. You will reverse them by that voice. Look at that lady now. And he said, look at that lady. No voice of crying. It was programmed into the future of that lady. Ah, say after me. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus. I reverse. Say it again. Say it again. Every curse programmed into my future by anybody, by false prophets, now. In the name of John, put your mouth and pray that. Program into your future. Program into your current. I say there's going to be a family deliverance here. There's a family deliverance here. Family deliverance here. God is saying to me there's a family deliverance here. Family deliverance. If you pray, it will start from you. It will start from you. Family deliverance here. Family deliverance here. Family deliverance here, and it's going to start from you. So say this prayer after me. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I silence every voice, negative voice, speaking against my family now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray a prayer. Family deliverance. Family deliverance. Including your children. Including your children. Including your children. Including your spouse. Including your husband. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are praying. Three amen like thunder. Shout the blood of Jesus. Somebody said, I plead the blood of Jesus. You will now pray this one. Will you be very specific? Every voice, negative voice, crying against my health, crying against my progress, crying against my well-being. Today and forever, I silence you. Say it this way. Every voice, louder. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Do it with the whole of your heart. Say it again. Crying against my health. Crying against my career. Crying against my finances. Or in whatever way, I silence you by the power of the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. If you can bring the spirit, begin to pray. I send the power of God so mighty here. The power of addiction is broken. The power of addiction is broken. We tear down the power of addiction. We tear down the power of addiction. Raka ya 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 ya. Leke prokata lekata. Leke ga 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 ga. We tear down the power of addiction. Leka ka ka la ga ga ga. Shudere baka ya ya. Come on, pray, 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 pray. Laga yaka yaka ya. Male ge 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 ge. Logo go go satale. Laga ga sopra katale. Break the grip, break the grip. Break the hold of the devil. Break the hold of the devil. Yaka ya 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 ya. Break the hold of that disease. Yes, the hold of that incurable disease. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood. That disease, let it go down. End the season of that disease by the power of the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. Oh, I wish you can sing it choir. Raka telebro katale gadara. Loka telebro katale bro katale gerebo. Ye kaya kaya ya 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 ya. La kaka gazo bro keke gaza telebro. Leke gazo bro katale gerebo. Leke gerebo katale bro katale. Ah, there is power. God is working here. The power of God is tearing down. He's tearing down. He's tearing down. He's tearing down. Every wall of Jericho. Every wall of Jericho, every wall of Jericho, the grip of hell, the grip of hell, the grip of hell is breaking the yoke. Laka ya 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 ya, laka da de braka da de, no braka da de braka de lebo. Wherever you are, wherever you are, come and pray with all of your heart. The power of God is here. Laka ya 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 ya, laka da de braka da de, no braka da de braka de le. Laka ya 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 ya, yaka ya 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 ya. Oh, pray, pray, pray. La cada de bracada, lo bracada de bracada, la calla, ya, 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 lo bracada de bracada, le quede de bocada de bracada. Jesus. We are going to declare. It's a declaration. You will now declare. No weapon fashioned against me will prosper. Every tongue that's risen against me in judgment, I condemn them today. Say this way after me. In the name of Jesus. It's a declaration. Say it again. One more time. By the power of the blood, I declare, no weapon, no war, no curse fashioned against me will prosper. Every tongue of judgment against me, I condemn you. Now, pray in the name of Jesus. Pray. Declare them. Declare, no weapon. No weapon from against me will prosper. One is going to be all manners of prayer. All manners of prayer, both in the understanding and in the spirit. All manners using the power of the blood. Every voice against your marriage. Every voice against your progress, whatever. You will pray all manners of prayer. Now listen to me. Every voice crying up against you as a result of your past. Now that you have repented, you will silence that voice. Reminding you of the abortion you commit. Reminding you of the sin of the past. If you have repented, you will silence that voice. Now. And you will declare, by the power of the blood of the Lamb of God, that door is open to me. That door is open to me. Maritally, academically, financially, it is opened. Say it after me. In the name of Jesus. Louder. One more time. By the power of the blood, I silence every voice standing on my path to condemn me. I condemn you in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood, and I unlock every door shut against me. Now, open your mouth in the name of Jesus. Pray all manners of prayer in the spirit also. Legegezo bragada legedere bukadara bababa sodali bragadala. Thank you. Pray all manners of prayer. Pray all manners of prayer. Pray all manners of prayer. This is the hour of deliverance. The Bible says in Mount Zion there is deliverance, there is holiness. This is the hour of deliverance. Pray, 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 pray. There is power mighty in the blood. Sing that song. We run up with a
mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. In
let's
the
sing
blood.
It together, everybody now. There is power. Mighty. Come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, before the general assembly, before the innumerable company of angels, before the spirit of just men that have been made perfect, before God who is the judge of all, before Jesus who is the mediator of the new covenant and the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. In that name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, I stand against every negative voices speaking against your people today. I silence that voice. From today, let that voice be silenced. Every voice of accusation, every voice of lying, I reject you. I renounce you in the name of Jesus. Every voice of curses, I reverse in the name of Jesus. Every voice standing upon your path to hurt you, to stop you, I silence them forever in the name of Jesus. I break the power of accusation. That voice hanging upon your health, preventing you from recovering. Every voice speaking against your health, against your marriage, against your finances. Today, I stop your pressure. By the power of the blood, I declare, let addiction be broken. Let addiction be broken. Let addiction be broken. In the name of Jesus. Now by the power of the blood, begin to recover. Begin to recover. Let that door be open for you. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood, I release upon you angelic hosts. To defend you. To protect you. Wherever you go. On the road. In the air. In the house. in the name of Jesus. I decree by the power of the Lord, no weapon that is fashioned against you will ever prosper. Whatever tongue that is risen against you in judgment, now I condemn them. Let every voice of guilt be shut down forever. In the name of Jesus. Every lying tongue that has been assigned to cause you to confuse you, to derail you, to take you out of your destiny path, that voice, in the name of Jesus, I silence them. You will not hear that voice. In the name of Jesus, I declare your deliverance. I announce your healing. I announce your restoration. I announce your breakthrough. I announce your breakthrough. I announce your breakthrough. I announce your breakthrough. By the power of the blood, I announce your breakthrough. I announce your breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, before I drop the microphone, listen to this. John 14:30, the prince of the world came and found nothing in me. Ecclesiastes 10:8, he who breaks the head, the serpent will bite. He who digs a pit will fall into it. Are you here this morning? Sin is still in your life. You open the door for the enemy to come into your life. You open the door. Calibra. Are you here in this morning? You are even a child of God, but you are living a pretentious life. You open the door for the enemy to come into your life. Are you a child of God here? You are still living in hatred. I hate him. I hate her. You are opening the door for the devil to come into your life. Wherever you are this morning, whether you are receiving Jesus for the first time, you are saying, Jesus, forgive me, or you are repenting of your sin, I want you to tell the Lord where you are and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Jesus, forgive me. I'm sorry. I've opened the door for the enemy into my life, but from today I shut the door against him. Specifically, I'd like to pray for those who are saying, Jesus, I surrender to you. Don't allow the enemy to steal your destiny. You have a beautiful future. Allow him to handle your life, and it will bring beauty out of it, and it will surprise you. You only need to say, Jesus, I willingly offer my life to you, and I ask you to take it over and manage it for me and stand up for my help. Will you want me to pray with you? Wherever you are, put your left hand on your chest. And I will say what briefly into your life. Left hand on your chest. If you are doing it, say to the Lord where you are. Lord, I give you my heart. And I give you my life. Wherever you are, those online, you can do the same thing. The word of God cannot be changed. He's with you right there while you are watching this program or following this program. Now, if you have put your left hand on your chest and you have said that prayer, can I pray with you? You just lift up your right hand so that I can see you and I will pray with you. I know I'm praying for somebody. Lift it higher than your head. I'm giving my heart to Jesus this morning. I don't want to assume. Lift it higher than your head. I'm surrendering to Jesus this morning. Be sure and be bold about it. This is not the time to look around and look who is doing that, who is not doing it. Thank you. Young lady, thank you. Thank you. Lord, I pray for these ones. I'm asking that you will indeed save them. You will write their names in the book of life. Give them assurance of salvation. Let them know truly Jesus they have received today. I am praying that you will establish them in the truth. And whoever on the line doing the same thing, Lord, save them. Jesus showed them true salvation and established them in the faith. Thank you, Father. And in Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. And I pray for every one of you this morning. And I pray for everyone here today. Oh, everyone that have known you, known the Lord and Savior. I pray for grace to live a truthful life. In the name of Jesus. This altar is holy ground. Anyone who comes to this altar with unclean heart and pretentious life may want to endanger his life. So please be warned. Be warned. Be warned. Be warned. Thank you, Father. And in Jesus' name we prayed.